Welcome to the Agent Lead Source Podcast, where you learn everything about modern marketing strategies designed to attract clients, close more real estate transactions, and improve your business, along with quality of life. Now, here are your hosts, Joseph Gonzalez and Jaime Resendez.
Yeah. Welcome to the Agent Lead Source Podcast, episode 37. Today, we're covering social media done right for realtors. So we're going to get into the strategies that are actually working today. When we're talking about social media, we're covering the traditional, the Facebook, the Instagram, the LinkedIn, those types of platforms, including TikTok, all the different platforms that have to do with social media. We are not going to talk about advertising in this particular podcast, because we hear from you, we get in the comment section all of the time, budget just isn't there. I've spent all this money and it just isn't working. X, Y, and Z. So advertising is just not something I want to do. And so we're going to stick to organic marketing, organic strategies that are working right now in social media. Is that fair?
Yeah, no, I think that's good. Yeah, we'll definitely stick to organic stuff, allowing people to truly understand you don't have to always spend money to make money, right? And so in the realm of social media, I think we all do get caught up with the idea that we do have to spend money. And spending money means a lot of time, especially if you're doing it right, you can make quicker money. But we're talking more like branding style. So that's what you're going to get from this podcast. Although some of the things we'll talk about will still get you leads pretty quickly.
100%. And really, I want to, I don't really like to compliment you, period, but especially this early in the podcast, but that's something that I really do admire about you, Joseph, because of the way that you go about your business, from growing your brand, growing the way that you have been over the last couple of years, but also how you've been able to help real estate agents with that organic marketing. So not only are you very effective with how you message, how you create engagement, how you get business from the platforms, but you're also effective at showing agents how to do the same thing. So not only are you thriving in a B2B setting, so business owner to business owner, because real estate agents are business owners, and also you're able to share with them how to operate in a B2C environment, where business owner gets buyers, gets sellers, gets clients in that same vein, the organic, the free strategy. So I really wanted to commend you on that, because not a lot of people are able to do that, because they're used to taking out their credit card. Not that you couldn't do it, but you've just chosen effectively to work more on the organic side. A lot of people take out their credit card and just pound ads after ads after ads after ads, yeah, to where they may be, let's just say having a good $20,000, $50,000, $100,000 a month, but what they don't tell you is what their margins are, because they're having to spend $19,000, $49,000, $99,000 of ads. So just wanted to share that.
Oh, thank you. Well, thank you. First off, I mean, I think organic marketing, if done properly, and we have thousands of agents who can attest to that, can make you a lot of money, right? And so, yeah, you're right. Like I've known agents that were spending, and loan officers, by the way, that were spending $40,000, $50,000 a month. Their margins, funny part about it was their margins were similar to those agents who were not spending as much, right? And so it's like, okay, you spent $50,000 to make $5,000 of actual profit. Doesn't really make any sense to me. So that's where we went really heavy on the organic marketing stuff, and our margins obviously grew compared to anybody, not everybody that was spending money, because there were some great guys and gals that were spending money that had great profit margins. But if you're talking about profit margins in general, we were definitely kicking butt in that space.
I dig it. So jumping right into it, Joseph, and I have a homework assignment. So I guess that's part of it. A homework assignment for everybody here is, as soon as you get through hitting the like button, as soon as you get through giving us the 5-star review, the first step that you need to do in order to make these strategies really pop and really work for you is completing your social media profiles. So I know it sounds super basic, so fundamental, but you may be thinking that, yet you have your previous brokerage as your place of employment right here, right now on LinkedIn or on Facebook, on Instagram. So that's the very first step that you need to take. And I myself, as I continually audit myself month after month. Is this the most current information? Is this presently where I want to drive traffic to? So yeah, that would be homework assignment number one. Either create the social media platform that you really intend to create engagement from. And then after that, go on and complete your profile. So this means update your place of employment. This means use that hyperlink, I guess, option that you have on Facebook, on Instagram, and really effectively use your profiles as a way to tell a story without you having to be there. Upload a banner that tells more about what you do and where you do it. So just, this is basic information, I understand, but it's fundamental information that we sometimes bypass trying to get into an actual strategy that may not work that effectively if you haven't established that credibility on your end.
No, I think that's good. So, I mean, I think a lot of agents will agree with us whenever we say this. Most agents will create something, but then never update it. Or they'll create something and then they'll never utilize it the way they actually had in their mind when they started building it. Because the reality is, it's actually quite difficult once you get it created to continue down the process of improving, right? And so when we talk about Facebook, for example, your Facebook personal page can be used as a business funnel. However, it's got to be set up properly and it's got to be updated. And I'll go ahead and throw a key tip out there right now. Every time that you update your profile picture or your cover photo, it brings in a new wave of engagement. And most people actually don't realize that. And it can be a small tweak, like adding your phone number into the actual, the border of the Facebook profile, right? Or to the actual cover photo, or adding your website or adding your social media links to appear like they show up on your cover photo. Like, these small changes will bring in a whole new wave of engagement. And a lot of agents don't realize, like, whenever you say keep it updated, it doesn't necessarily mean you have to always go out and recreate everything. It's just like make a small change so that a new wave of people will see your information.
Joseph, that's such a, I wish you could repeat that, but we don't have time. That is such a great point. That, and just going back to something that I did, even in my profile, I updated my banner, my Facebook banner, to reflect more of the branding that I'm taking, a hold of. I would guess in the last 20 posts or so that happened, within the last 20 posts, it is the most shared. It's the most commented. It's the most liked on my last 20 posts or so. So there's a lot. Nothing changed. Just the banner. It's the same information. It's just a different look.
So yeah.
It's
very big. Yeah. And again, it's just like a small thing, but if you do it once a month, you get this whole new set of engagement that you weren't expecting. Or if you listen to this now, you'll be expecting that. You're like, oh, here's some new people. All right.
Yeah. Joseph, do you want to cover the next point?
So let's go ahead and jump into the next thing. So whenever we look at branding yourself, there are a couple of key things that whenever we're talking about branding, I'm typically looking at Facebook as the branding platform. And so as I look at Facebook, I think about all the things that you should be doing in order to generate free leads, right? Those things are, one, maybe having a free Facebook group. And that free Facebook group is the way you send people there is by saying, hey, look, I want you to see that I'm a real estate agent. In order to do that, I want you to go to my personal profile, add me as a friend, if we aren't friends yet, and then click on my cover photo. And that cover photo will actually send you to my VIP Facebook group, right? And so whenever you get them into your cover photo, they see who you are, they see all your information, they see your phone number, they see all your social media. Then they click on your actual cover photo, they know who you are now, and then they click on that cover photo, and then they go click on the link to go to your private Facebook group to request access. And so I want a lot of agents to think about that. A lot of you will hear all these social media people or these different events that you go to where people are like, you got to do X, Y, and Z. They never actually explain it. They're like, you should have a Facebook group. But how do you get people to your Facebook group, right? Mm-hmm. And so branding your actual personal page to send people to your Facebook group is going to be a really key factor in making sure that this all works out the proper way. So again, kind of just picking back off of what Jaime said, the Facebook profile, your personal profile, is absolutely key to making that all work. And by the way, if you're doing that, you might as well work on your business page at the same time, make them look similar, because the more congruency you have, the more likely somebody's going to believe that you are a true person, especially with all the scams and things that are going on today.
100%. That's a great element. So just breaking that up even further, we have our personal profile. Everybody knows that. That's something that most of you have already created, and you wouldn't be here without a personal profile if you're on Facebook.
Yeah.
And then you have the business page. Now the business page, it had its heyday, right? It had everybody that liked it, everybody that liked your business page would eventually see your comments. But we understand that that hasn't been the case in the last 4 to 5 years. Then we have the Facebook group. So this is the strategy that Joseph just covered. So you have your personal, your business, and then the group. So in the group, the reason that a lot of agents and a lot of individuals, period, point blank, don't do that is because, like Joseph mentioned, you get told to create a group, but now what happens, right? What's happening at this point? So with this group, there's this myth that it's going to take forever to grow. Well, Joseph just gave you a fantastic strategy to grow it. There's this myth that they don't work. Well, Joseph has successfully been leveraging groups since he was born. So it's really something that is highly effective, where you have a captive audience that's going to help you. And we're actually broadcasting the Agent Lead Source podcast in one of the largest real estate agent groups around. I don't know how many agents there are now, Joseph. It's over 60, I believe, thousand agents. And there's so much activity, 63,000 agents in this group. So there's so much activity. Now, applying that in the real life, one of the agents that that's part of my team, she actually started a group. I'm not going to say the type of business that she's going after, because it's very niche and it's her secret weapon, if you will. But just through that group alone, she was able to cap in the brokerage. So just through that group alone. And it's such a niche product, if you will, such a niche type of it's a loan. I'll just go ahead and share that. But she's been able to leverage that. There's no more than 120 people in there that are buyers or sellers. And she'll go there and post information about that particular product that I'm saying. And when I say product, I mean a loan. So she is selling homes, and she's just through that group alone, she is getting a ton of business from it. Because she took action, she created that group, she creates information that people want to connect with, and also is educating. So this is very effective.
Yeah. I like that, Jaime. So I think I've said this before on one of our previous podcasts when we talk about branding. So there was an agent that I happened to see years ago. She lives in an entire different state, I think North Carolina or somewhere. And I saw her stuff and I was so captivated by what she was doing that I sent her a message and said, hey, I would love to get on a call with you. And luckily she was extremely receptive, which most agents, you know, they're way too busy. And she was she's a very high producer. And she was like, yeah, let's jump on a call, like right then and right there. And I was like, okay, this is like, she's legit. Like, cause most agents wouldn't do that, cause they're, you know, they're busier than, you know, a heart surgeon. But anyhow, I love you guys. But she got on a call and she was like, the thing that makes our company different, and you know, she said our company because she was talking about her team, is that we do things for our clients that other agents just aren't doing today. And this is for you veteran agents who listen to our podcast or watch our show. She said, we have our own little barn in our backyard, if you will, a shed, where our VIP clients can come and check out shovels, check out rakes, check out, you know, anything they need for their yard, we have it, buckets, whatever. Ladders, right? And then she has a VIP Facebook group for her past clients and her past clients' family members and her past clients' friends who think they're going to buy or sell and would like to use her services, right? So we're talking probably 100, 200 people, but these are very specific people to what she does. And so whenever we're talking about this, I want other agents to really think about that. Like, how do you build that type of strategy and continue to build upon that? And so one other thing they would do is they would every month, a Lowe's card or Home Depot card, a Target card, and a Starbucks card. And they would put that up and say, hey, you can use this card until the money runs out. Here's how much money's on it. If it's Starbucks, try to cap yourself at $5 to $6, however much drinks cost for Starbucks now. one drink per person. And then once that money's tapped out, it's all gone, right? But that's how they keep their clientele in base. And of course, they send them a newsletter and all that fun stuff. But it's just something that's a little slightly different than everybody else is doing. And by the way, in the comments, let me know if this makes sense or if I need to elaborate on it. But because I know I talk very fast about this stuff. But yeah, it's just different branding that brings people in and keeps them there, right?
That is awesome. There's that, the branding aspect, there's the exclusivity aspect, and there's that communal aspect, right? So it's, I'm here, it's a level of status, if you will. I know that we don't all see ourselves as egotistic or egomaniacs, but there is some element of pride in there. So that's not a bad thing, in moderation. But when
in moderation, that's correct.
When it comes to the community that you are cultivating, why the heck would they ever want to work with somebody else?
Yeah.
Because it's going to fall flat. So that's a fantastic strategy. I'd never heard of that before. I even wrote that down, VIP Facebook group, and I put exclusivity. That's something that's huge.
Yeah. Yeah. Once you get to 100, once you get to 100 agents, or excuse me, 100 transactions, past clients, you should never need to look for business again if you treat them right. And this is one way to keep them all in one place, if they all have Facebook. If they don't all have Facebook, have them all in a one-way Facebook group, or excuse me, text message group, where you can just send out the gift card, send out helpful information, and then they can respond back to your normal phone number. But then that way, it's only one way, and it's not a family group chat, if you will.
Yeah,
you don't want to get into that whole situation.
No, that's awesome. That's awesome. That's awesome. So if you're listening to us live, I know we're going on a little bit different time, so it's actually 12 hours. Inverted, so 12 hours ahead of schedule. Let us know where you're listening from. And also, if you're listening to us on the podcast, the Agent Lead Source podcast, if you're on Apple, a 5-star review is going to go a long way. Really appreciate you being part of the community. So really do honor your time. Now, when it comes to a key concept, when it comes to social media, because everybody has heard, get on social media or do social media. And the responses are various. I'm already doing it, but it doesn't work. I saw a comment on one of my Facebook groups yesterday saying that, paraphrasing, with all due respect, I'm doing the social media strategies that you're sharing, but in my neighborhood, it doesn't work. And I was like, well, does that mean that all of the agents around you don't get business?
Yeah.
And then he went on to try to justify, well, my friends and some of my agent family members, they're doing posts on social media, but everybody is a flake. That's a dangerous attitude, Joseph. So
quite dangerous. Quite dangerous.
That is just I hope the individual's not listening, but well, actually, I'm not mentioning it. So I think he really does need to hear it. So you know what? I'll backtrack. I think he does need to hear this, because that's a great way to go out of business. Unless you're planning to cold call to your blue in the face, unless you're planning to door knock to your blue in the face, unless you're planning to reach out to your sphere and to your blue in the face and get referrals. If you're thriving without social media, God bless you. That's not going to be around much longer.
Well, yeah. Well, here's the deal. I was told this before. So I used to teach, for those of you who don't know. I used to be a school teacher, that, you know, that's kind of funneled into my life now, where I teach agents how to do different things. But my teacher, I believe she has passed away by this point, so God rest her soul. She was a fantastic human being. But one key tip that she said was, never walk into a teacher lounge area and believe what teachers are saying. Not that they are wrong, but they're giving you these preconceived notions on what they believe, and they're not allowing you, and you're not allowing yourself to test it for yourself, right? So this gentleman, whoever you're speaking to, I don't know who he is or, you know, what he does, but a lot of agents and a lot of human beings, if you will just have this idea that was seated in their mind from somebody else, and then they'll hear it from somebody else, and they'll just start believing it and not realizing that maybe they're just hanging around the wrong crowd, right? Because there's somebody else that's making $500,000 a year using social media and not paying a single dollar for ads, right? So they just need to make sure that they're learning from the right people and getting around the right people and hearing the positive things that are coming from it and learning those strategies versus what Joe Schmo over here is really not doing very well, right?
Yeah. Yeah, no. And one of the things that I conveyed, I think I responded back to his replies. So in Facebook, you get notification when somebody replies, or at least you're supposed to, but I don't know where that thread has gone because there's too many comments to moderate. But yeah, one of the things that I really wanted to emphasize was when you're talking about social media and when you're talking about really anything, you need to create more than you consume.
Yes.
You need to create a ton more than you actually consume. So for everything that you consume, think of three pieces of creation that needs to happen. So whether that's a Facebook story, whether that's an Instagram story, whether that's an image, whether that's just a comment that you have. So you need to create, because that show that you're showing up. And the more that you show up, the more consistent that you are with showing up, it's that brand, right? So it's that whole building your brand. And that's how you're going to effectively win. You know, there's the frustration that happens when you get started on social media or trying to do social media. You make one post, maybe two people liked it, you and your mother, and then you get frustrated because that you're expecting the entire world, all 2,000 people that are friends with you on social media, you expected them to come knocking on your door. What's a false expectation? So the more that you show up, the more that you create, the more videos, the more posts, the more everything that you can think of, the more that you show up, the more that you create, as opposed to just consuming other people's pains, frustrations, anger moments, happy moments, instead of consuming all of that. If you go out to create, you're creating that conversation. You're directing the attention where you want it.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, whenever I think about agents and, you know, this whole situation of, you know, well, how do I get people to where I want them to be, right? How do I get clients? Well, as Jaime said, you've got to be able to understand how to direct them, but you've got to be consistent, right? Like the consistency that comes with this long-term game of social media, the consistency of this long-term game of real estate is really hard for a lot of people to conceptualize. Like, you have to be, like, I made a post actually, I think it was yesterday. It was a quote from Pitbull of all people. But it was like short steps, long vision, right? That kind of just resonated with me. Like, everybody wants to take these long steps and win the quarter mile in, you know, 43 seconds. But reality is, it's the short steps to get to that quarter mile to complete it, right? And in this real estate game, it's get through that first 2 years and then that third year and start watching your business double over time. That's where you really start making some good change, right? And so a lot of agents don't realize that you can't just post one time or two times and expect things to work out, right? It just doesn't work that way.
No, 100%. I'm trying to read the comment over here, Joseph, that Lisa left.
Oh.
I advertise in 5 counties. Why would anyone do just one area or one way of obtaining leads? Crazy.
Yeah.
What do you think? Do you want to expand on that?
Yeah, no, Lisa is actually one of my past clients. She's worked with us on several different campaigns and several different things that we've done. I think at one time, whenever we were doing the organic marketing with her, I think she had brought in like 9 clients within a month, all free. And that happened because she helped somebody that actually didn't buy a house and she was just explaining information from them. That person referred pretty much everybody else and then snowballed to referrals, right? And so, and Lisa can correct me if I'm wrong, but she would do her organic marketing. She does paid buyer ads. She does paid seller ads now, which I think she was getting a listing for however much she was getting it for. I think it was pretty high listing. And then beyond that, she also has relationships with investors, right? So I think she was responding to your comment about the gentleman who was like, you know, I want to try this, but so-and-so said this. She's like, why would you ever cap yourself to creating as much information as you can for the public to be able to find who you are, right? And learn how to do all these things. So I think that's what Lisa was responding to.
Awesome. No, that's huge. Congratulations, Lisa, for all of your success. That's awesome. There's so much to be said about that. And something that she actually kind of touched in indirectly, she touched on a point that we were going to bring up about when you're speaking to your sphere, let's just say Facebook, because that's where you're generally your sphere is, your friends, your family, your acquaintances, a friend. When you add somebody as a friend, really, it's just that there's not much meaning. There's the poke button. I think the poke button's gone away, right? So there's not that.
I think it's hidden somewhere. I think it's hidden somewhere, but yeah, for the most part, it's pretty much like vanished.
There you go. So it's friends. It's just, it doesn't mean really much at all. So at this point, but it's a expansion into their network. So not only are you speaking to those individuals, if your post makes it into their newsfeed, as you get more engagement, as you get more conversation going, Facebook is going to reward you by allowing you, I know it sounds weird, but allowing your post to show up to the friends that you already have. Yeah. So not only are you speaking to the individuals that you are friends with, but you are tapping into their sphere of influence as well. Because if they see that you are a real estate agent and they see that you're super, super good at what you're doing, either at least creating some conversation, you're out there showing homes, you're out there doing contracts, you're out there educating, what have you, it goes back to the whole create more than you consume. If they see that, then the moment that one of their family members, one of their friends, one of their neighbors, hey, I'm trying to buy a new house or I'm thinking about it, whose name do you think is going to come to mind? Mm-hmm. So you're going to have Joseph the realtor, Jaime the realtor, X, Y, and Z the realtor. So it's going to really resonate, and you are activating your sphere of influence in a way to go out there and be your street team and evangelize for you to bring in some additional people. So you don't think that only because you've got 50 friends, 200 friends, 1,000 friends, whatever, doesn't matter the number. Don't think that that's where you're capped out. No.
Yeah.
If you can do a good job of tapping into their sphere of influence, you can 10x that, 20x that, 50x that, depending on who it is.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I like that, Jaime. So Facebook has used to be really, really good at that, right? Especially one thing that frustrates a lot of people, I think, their friends when they tag them in posts whenever they didn't request to be tagged. Yeah. Because you used to be able to be like, oh, Joseph liked this, or Jaime liked this, or Joseph is watching this live now, right? Facebook kind of has done away with some of that. However, the social media platform, as we're talking about branding, any content that you create on Facebook, you should go ahead and throw on LinkedIn, because LinkedIn right now is the number one organic reach platform. So let me dive a little bit deeper into that. Essentially, what that means is that if you make a post and you're connected with doctors, you're connected with lawyers, you're connected with school teachers, you're connected with firefighters, nurses, if you're intentionally connecting with these people in your market and you're making posts and they like it or comment on it, guess what happens? The majority of their network will actually see that on LinkedIn. I want to say that one more time. The majority of their network will actually see that they've liked or commented. Where Facebook has kind of dumbed that down a little bit, LinkedIn has kind of jumped that up because they want more and more people to come, because LinkedIn was getting kicked in the groin, if you will, on how their advertising platform was working. And now they're like, we're actually the number one organic outreach or organic reach platform right now. Whenever anybody makes a post on LinkedIn, their other friends will see that if they like it or comment on it.
Yeah, no, that's a very powerful platform. I'm glad you brought them on, because it's often forgotten, the LinkedIn platform, because of its deficiencies in the past. But you see whatever happens on Facebook or on Instagram, then LinkedIn tries to capitalize on it 2 years later or sometime later, right? So now LinkedIn has stories. So I've been doing some stories there, and it's been a slow burn. It's been a slow burn. It's not a instant type of a deal. I would say that I get maybe, for the amount of engagement that I get on Facebook, that's where I still get most of my engagement, on the stories. And then it's Instagram. And then far, far, far behind is LinkedIn.
Yeah.
But, you know, people are starting to get accustomed to that. LinkedIn has been beta testing for the past 2 years now, the whole going live. So, there's a lot of different things that you have access to right now that where else would you be able to do a 2-minute investment of your time just thinking about an idea? I'll do a real life example. So you're getting ready with the show notes right before we came on. Mm-hmm. Well, I thought, well, this would be a good behind the scenes type of content to create. So the idea took me 0.0 seconds to come up with.
Yeah.
I just recorded you and it was, don't lie, it was a one-shot take. Don't lie.
It was a one shot.
I'm getting good. So it's just a one-shot take. It was probably 17 seconds. Well, as you continued going through the show notes and the prep, well, I just put it on Facebook and I put it on Instagram and then I put it a lot on LinkedIn. Where else? For less than a minute's worth, I'll be generous, for less than 2 minutes worth of time, would I be able to reach 100, 200, 300 people instantly?
Yeah.
Where else? I mean, you can't cold call at that rate. You can't door knock at that rate. You can't open house at that rate. You cannot communicate with people at that rate. The only thing that I could even give you would be email marketing or text marketing, but that's assuming that you had an entire email list or phone numbers to text to. But even then, you still have to go in and type in all the information and whatever you're going to share. So I take that back. I won't give you that because that's not that's not a
still takes time
adequate comparison.
Yeah, it still takes the amount of time it does to it takes extra time to input all the data information if you don't have the data already set, which if I had to guess, majority of people don't have that data. Right.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%.
Well, let's keep taking it a step further in this idea of branding yourself and understanding, right? So every month, I would say, one of the platforms is coming out with something new for you to be able to do, right? Instagram has added new things. Facebook has added new things. TikTok, which I don't use very often because I have an addictive personality. I'd probably watch people dance all day because I really enjoy dancing. And so, you know, all these platforms are coming out with something new every single day. YouTube comes out with something new, right? They added reels to their stuff now, or they call them shorts, which are essentially reels. And so all these platforms are giving you, the creator, the marketer, the real estate agent, the opportunity to put your face, your content, your information in front of anybody you want to in any market, anywhere in the world. Hopefully you're mostly doing it in your own local market, but you get the opportunity to do that. And it costs you $0, right? And so if you're not taking advantage of these opportunities and then you're sitting back and going, why don't I have any deals, or why can't I close any deals without paying for things? Like, I see agents complaining about spending money all the time. You spend money because it's convenient, right? You don't do the other things that other agents are doing because it's inconvenient to have to learn a new skill. But if you took just a day, 30 minutes, an hour, to learn that new skill, then you could actually generate leads from all these free things that are provided to us. You have to, as Jaime and I were talking about earlier, you have to be a creator, more of a creator than you are a consumer, right?
100%. And you're noticing that how I equate us at this point in time, at this point in the media time, I'm not trying to get so, you know, in the clouds or whatever, but as I see it, I feel like each one of us, if we wanted to, could be as effective as artists were 5, 10, 20 years ago. And mm-hmm. we actually have instant access. No one's stopping you from creating a YouTube channel and blowing up. No one's stopping you from becoming that Instagram influencer. Now, that may not be your desire, but nobody is stopping you from that. In the past, you had to fly cross country to try to make it in LA. Hopefully that you met with the right individual, that producer that's going to put you up and all this other stuff. And I was about to make an inappropriate joke, so I'll stop. But so there's a lot more risk. There's a lot more investment, but now there's really not that. Now it's more of an investment on time and an investment in skill sets, as you're mentioning. The information is out there. I was looking at my YouTube channel the other day, over 800 videos at this point. The information is out there, right? Yeah. And at no point did I set out to do 800 videos. I set out to reach as many people as I possibly could. And that's just a vehicle of doing it. But the reason I equate us at this point in time to artists is because we can monetize our likeness rather quickly and very effectively, whether that's through affiliate links, whether that's through, if you're on YouTube, get to the partner program, you can make money. So you make as much money as you're willing to do, as many videos as you're willing to upload. You get all of this residual income in addition to what you already do. You don't have to stop being a real estate agent. So you're getting paid to promote yourself by putting up that vlog, by putting up that education video. Whenever I upload a video for you real estate agents, I am building some trust equity with you because I'm giving you a lot of free information. And some of you are going to come back and purchase something from me. Great. Awesome. A majority of you don't, but that's okay. So you have
how it works.
YouTube. Yeah, exactly. So you have YouTube paying me effectively to market by my business. And then you have companies coming up to me trying to either do a equity play or trying to do a sponsored video. So very same thing that artists, even today, I'm not just saying back in the day, but artists, they are working the same types of deals. They may be at a larger scale, but nothing is stopping you from doing the same thing. If you prioritize the time to get that skill set, because there's like, to an extreme example, Kylie Jenner is getting paid what, $1 million per post?
Something like
she's not advertising. She's built this brand. She is a billion-dollar. She's not a teenager, but I think she's in her 20s or whatever. But she built this skill set.
Yeah. Well, here's the reality. I like the point that you made. It's like, I'm getting paid to actually produce content to get paid more, right? If you really think about that. So you as a real estate agent, if you build your real estate business the right way and you continue to push out content daily or however often you want to, eventually you'll get to the point where you'll actually start getting paid to create content. If you really think about it, you close a transaction from YouTube and you didn't have to pay for ads, you just created the content. You just got paid for creating content. Literally, that's what you got paid for. So you do that over and over and over again. First time home buyer, first time home seller, how to improve your house to get ready to sell, whatever videos you're going to create. You're going to start getting clients from YouTube and you are essentially getting paid to advertise versus paying for advertisement. And I hope that sinks in for those of you who are watching this. You hear the saying, what a time to be alive. Really, what a time to be alive, right? Like if I go out and I create videos for Austin, Texas market, you better believe I'm going to get clients from it, right? Because I'm going to put in the time to learn what I need to learn and find out what's important in Austin, Texas. And I'm just going to keep creating videos and also send out referrals because obviously I live here in Singapore. But point being, you as an agent can get paid for creating content if you really break down how that looks, right? So I really like that point, Jaime, that you just made.
No, 100%, 100%. The next point, Joseph, do you want to cover the next one? Or do you want
me to take it? Let's go ahead and dive in a little bit more into the YouTube idea and how to take that content and utilize it the right way. So I've just started diving into YouTube the last, month, Jaime, probably, like really getting serious about it and creating two or three videos a week. And already I have people that message me. They're like, man, I really like your presentation. I'm like, oh, I'm just talking like I would normally talk to Jaime or to anybody else that I have conversations with. And it resonates with the right people. Does it resonate with everybody? No, I'm not trying to sell a house to everybody in my market. I'm not trying to sell my program to every real estate agent. I'm just trying to resonate with the people who really understand the way my mind works so that we can connect on the level. And you as an agent should be thinking that way as well. It's like, hey, I'm not going to sell to every freaking person that has $1 million house, but I might find, you know, one or two people who have $1 million house, or I might find 20 people who have a $250,000 house, right? If my content resonates with the right people, but I'm not trying to win everybody. So, you know, as we dive into this YouTube creation idea, you can take that same content, by the way, start putting on your Facebook business page. And Facebook is starting a monetization program. Jaime, I'm sure you've probably seen it as well. It's a lot more in depth as far as how much content you have to create, how many hours have to be watched. But you can start putting that content on your Facebook page and then run that as an ad for, and we've talked about this previously, run it as an ad for $1 a day. It's not free, but it's $1 to run your face in front of people in your market, right? Especially if you do a first-time home seller type of program, which I think is a big thing right now. that nobody's really tapping into. So yeah, I think just in short, basically create the content that you really want to create and let other people resonate with what you believe is just, hey, these are people that are just like me. They think the same way I think.
Joseph, you hit on one of the, I would say it's a top three for sure. The reservations of, well, what if I get, what if people don't like it? Okay.
They're not.
Are they your thoughts? Okay. Well, either you change your thoughts if you have, you know, wrong thoughts, I guess. Either educate yourself to get into a more, I would say,
better mindset.
Yeah, some better mindset. So it's take that feedback. If it's feedback to just to knock you down, just to, you know, as a joker, you, to see the world burn. Okay, well, maybe don't take such advice from that. if you get feedback that, hey, your audio is trash, or your, maybe they'll say a little bit better, but just had a hard time hearing from you. There's a lot of echo in the back. Well, take that as positive feedback. All right, so we need to assess, what can I do to improve the audio? But beyond that, more important on the message, you're not going to appeal to everybody. And you're absolutely right. As you mentioned that, you know, something that really, that reminded me of last week, I had a peak performance coach. She's awesome. She's amazing. She's somebody that is really effective at what she does. Her name is Camille Rose. And right as she was ending the presentation that she was doing just for our summit, she mentioned something that really resonated with me at the time. And as you're saying, it made so much more sense, where she mentioned that, wow, this group is so respectful. This group is so, it asks such deep questions, such, you know, effect. She was complimenting us, and it wasn't, she's not the type of person that does the just fake compliments. Oh, this group is great. So she could, she actually meant that. And as I was thinking through that, it was like, well, good, right? It's good that she was able to identify that and share that with us, because that is the type of tribe that I attract. The tribe that's actually willing to work, and actually some of the tribe is here on the YouTube channel right now. Warren, Don, appreciate y'all hopping on. But they're the ones that are working. They're the ones that are, they're not after this sizzle reel or other stuff that's a very fake and very, you know, it's everywhere right now. And we know who's real and who's not. But when it comes to the type of tribe that you attract, it's what you're putting out. And you don't want, at the end of the day, they are doing a, they're doing you a service by not reaching out to you. Cause you wouldn't enjoy it anyway. There's plenty of business to work with people that are, you know, going to build you up, that you're going to build up, that's going to gel. So you're going to attract your tribe. Don't be afraid of being yourself. That is going to ultimately, they're going to select themselves to work with you, as opposed to you trying to have to throw yourself all over them to try to make a sell.
Yeah. Yeah. And so we have a lot of new agents that will be watching this. Right. And so definitely understand where some of the new agents come from. They're like, man, I just need a deal. So I'm going to work with this Jack, you know what, to get this transaction completed. Right. And I was there at one point, and I remember working with this lady who was a sweetheart, but her daughter was not a very friendly human being. It was a listing. We got the deal done. We sat at the closing table. The daughter came in, and she was just rude about everything. And like, we sold the house like pretty quickly. And anyway, so those new agents that are watching this, we understand where you are. Like, you want to get a transaction done. But remember, as you're creating this content, you're not creating the content for the naysayers, right? You're creating the content to connect with people who think like you. And the naysayers, as Jaime just stated, you don't want to work with those people anyway, because they probably don't want to work with you either. So who cares what they say? They're not going to be paying your bills. The people who really resonate with you are going to be the ones who are paying your bills, and you're going to make money with them. Right. And so don't be afraid to create content because you're afraid of, you know, your family who's not going to work with you, you know, your coworker who's not going to work with you anyway. Like, all these people who may not want to work with you anyway, they didn't like you from the get-go. Right. And anybody new who sees your stuff and they don't like you, they're not going to like you because they don't like you because they don't like somebody who's like you. It's not necessarily because of you, or they're not like you because of their own internal stuff. Right. And so you create content for yourself, and what you think other people in your market might be interested in, and then let people connect with you. Don't worry about everybody else, because if you do that, you'll never create the content.
Ooh, that was so Joseph, you can't just drop one like that and like not even give some time to marinate on it. Wow, that was so good. That hit me. It's not that they don't like you. It's just they don't like somebody else who they think you are, or that they're equating you to.
Correct.
Damn. Yeah. You should have saved that for your for the discount, Joseph.
I'll try to come up with a better one.
It's gonna be hard. You better get to thinking. No, that's very, very true. Now, again, we're talking about social media marketing for real estate agents. So, covering a few points, trying to piece some things together. When we're talking about social media, we're talking about organic strategies, free strategies. Yeah. We're not talking about running ads. Yes, they have their place, but as Joseph mentioned, that's more of a luxury, if you will. That's more of a something that if you have the disposable, that's the easy button. That's the just the accelerator, if you will. So when we're talking about social media, that's what we're talking about. We're talking about creating more than you're consuming. We're talking about showing up often and consistently. And then we're also talking about when you are doing your social media posting, whenever you are creating content, you're not only speaking to the people that are connected with you today, you're speaking to the people that they're connected to. And this isn't even talking or factoring in the growth, because as you get more friends, as you get more followers, as you get a larger tribe, they're going to go back and see what you talked about way back when. So whenever a video, like one of your videos talked about lead generation for marketplace, I believe, they're going to want to see, dang, this is really good. So I want to go see what else this creator has. I want to see what else Joseph has to say about how to get sellers, how to get buyers, how to get X, Y, and Z. So you've opened up that catalog in the background. So if you notice with advertisers that are only advertising and not necessarily creating, the moment that they stop, where's my credit card? The moment that they stop giving the credit card to Facebook or YouTube or Google is the moment that their business goes away. So what Joseph is creating, what I'm creating, it's a bulletproof business, because when you go and click through our channels, when you go through and go to our social media profiles, you're not going to find something blank. You're going to find contribution, as opposed to the ones that are just taking that credit card out and trying to make a quick buck. Well, you can click through to their channels, but it's going to say no videos. It's going to say haven't posted in 10 years. And that's something that happens right now. So as a real estate agent, if this is your career, if this is the career that you want to continue growing, don't be afraid of creating that Facebook group. Don't be afraid of creating these posts that, yes, it may take you a little bit longer, but guess what? It's not here for just the people that are in that moment. It's their sphere and people that are going to come back to it later. So don't be afraid of making an investment in your business, because if you don't make that investment now, you're going to have to overcompensate later on with some Facebook ads using money that you don't have.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you're going to be chasing rather than being chased. Right.
100%.
So one thing that I really liked that you said, Jaime, was like, you start tapping into other people's spheres, right? Their sphere of influence or SOI. Whenever you think about these assets that we're talking about, we're talking about content, right? If you think about creating a first-time home buyer video, 15, 20 minutes, you take the time, you write out what you kind of just your highlights. If you're a real estate agent, you should know the things that people will be doing if they're buying a home or selling a home. You create that video and you can post in Facebook groups for free to say, hey, does anybody want to know the 7 steps to buy a house, right? I created a short video that I can share with you. If they like that, guess who else is going to get that? Their friends who are also going to be first-time home buyers, or if you do the first-time home seller video, they're going to be people who share that video to those folks, right? So it's as Jaime said, and I'll take it a step further. Let's say, for example, you create a first-time home seller video and you have a video on how to buy a house for the least amount of money or get the most house or bang for your buck, right? that home seller who you sent that video to is also going to go watch that video as well, right? So like, just because you have these two sets of videos, now you're going to have, you send one, they're going to go watch another one of your videos. If you think about most consumers, myself, I'm sure Jaime is the same way. If I find a good creator, guess what I do? I don't just watch one of his or her videos. I watch multiple. I'm like, man, this person seems like they know what they're talking about, or they have great presentation. So it's the same thing for you as a real estate agent. Like, if you start getting really good at your presentation, which, by the way, you're going to suck video 1 through 10, probably. I just want to be upfront. Like, you go watch my old videos, I was terrible, like completely honest. And I've done thousands of videos now at this point. I have put them all on YouTube, but you will start getting better and start looking more natural. Just like Jaime and I are starting to seem, I guess we may seem like we're natural on video, but it's taken time to just like be able to talk to the camera and understand how that works. But your 100%. Content can be shared to several people by one person watching it.
100%. Joseph, we are getting ready for the dismount. So before we get to our dismounts, a quick reminder, if you're listening to us live, a like is going to go a long way. Really do appreciate that. It's going to send notifications, very much like what we're talking about now. This is going to go to the people that are live, but also people that log on to the platform later. So this is going to live in eternity until the platforms go away, but also it's going to be its own breathing thing that will continue to grow. If you're listening to us on the podcast, it's a great time to give us a 5-star review. If we earned it, only if we did. We don't want or accept anything less than a 5-star. So just be aware of that. So with that being said, as far as my dismount, Joseph, I really kind of have to go back to what you mentioned about the people not liking you. That's going to happen. It's life. Yeah. You had that in high school. You had that in college. You had that in work. You had that even in your own household. So it's something that's nature. It just so happens that it gets amplified because now you're reaching more people. That's one, but two, there's a lot of confidence of the people that are commonly known as keyboard warriors that they know that there's zero consequences of them saying, this video is garbage. You look stupid. What an annoying voice. There's so much confidence that comes with those, I'll go ahead and say it, losers that are going to comment on it. So it's not a question of if it's going to happen. I understand that that's a fear of yours. It's a matter of when that happens. I mean, just either learn from it. If there's some validity to it, most of the time there isn't. If there's some validity, learn from it. But understand kind of where they're coming from in the sense of they're probably not in a very happy place. They're probably miserable and are looking for ways to make other people miserable because, you know, miserable people like miserable company. So from that standpoint, as far as the people that are going to like you, they're going to like you. As far as people that are going to hate you, they're going to hate you. You're going to be able to, you're going to be able to live your life regardless. That's the beauty.
Well, for my dismount, I'll say this, a couple of things that we hit on, I'll close out on the notes that we talked about. So make sure that you go improve your social media profiles, specifically Facebook, because you're going to create more engagement every time you do it. So do it once a month, add your real estate details on it. And then once you do that, go ahead and create a Facebook group, a local Facebook group, first time home buyers, first time home sellers of whatever city or whatever you want to call it. And then after you do that, go ahead and go study other real estate agents' YouTube videos. Just type in real estate in whatever city that is not your city to see what other videos are popular so that you can use those videos as templates for you to create content. And you can write the content out, and then you can also then create the video content and then use that content to post on Facebook business page, personal Facebook, YouTube, and LinkedIn. And if you have a Twitter or Instagram, you can do that as well. But use that content everywhere you possibly can. And just watch your business grow if you do that.
Bam, 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 bam. Folks, this has been episode 37 from the Agent Lead Source Podcast, how to do social media marketing right as a real estate agent. And I mean, there's not much that we can add to that. So we'll see you next week.
Thanks, guys.
Thank y'all. Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to the Agent Lead Source podcast with Joseph and Jaime. Don't forget to subscribe and give a 5-star review, along with sharing this amazing podcast with any agent you feel could benefit from it. We look forward to seeing you on the next one.